what do you know? We got a couple haters. Couple haters.
Hey, this is WWE Hall of Famer Road Warrior Animal from the LOD. You're listening to A Couple of Haters Podcast. What a rush.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of A Couple of Haters Podcast, where we're going to be discussing the NBA's first 2 weeks.
We back from vacation.
The hiatus is over.
It took long enough. You would think with us not sleeping, we would have recorded some shows.
You know, we probably would have if it wasn't like in the corner over there, if everything was set up.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
All these nights wasted.
Playing Pro-Am to 5, 6 in the morning.
That's not a waste of time.
What a broken game. Yes, it is.
I mean, we finally got over 500.
Yeah. 42 and 42.
Took us, what, 2 attempts to change the name?
Hey.
That was our fault for playing without being upgraded. And
yeah, we thought badges didn't matter.
Yeah, it matters.
Badges matter.
But that's another episode for another time, because Rant 3.0 will be coming soon.
Oh, well.
Yeah, I think we're going to have at least 10 to 15 rants.
Oh, man. This
about 2K.
Until this game gets fully fixed.
But, we'll start us off with Antoine's favorite team.
The Los Angeles Lakers. Well, I should say Los Angeles Winners. Because yeah, all we do is beat teams.
What is it? The Lake Show now?
Always been the Lake Show. That ain't new.
3-3. It's cute.
3-3 against the Warriors, the Rockets, and the Hawks.
No, you can't count
playoff team.
You
can't count the Rockets. Come on.
Why
now.
Not? They're a playoff team.
But it's the Rockets. It's James Harden.
What does that mean?
I know you guys beat us, but didn't they beat the Knicks by like 30
listen,
something?
Yeah, listen, my team has no passing skill, okay? Play, the first 4 games and you're averaging 2 assists a game? Come on, stop it.
That's Derek averaging 2 assists, not the team.
The team doesn't get more than 10 assists as a team. Yeah. Yesterday was a shot that they got 30.
It was all emotional. That was an emotional game for them.
Yeah, you guys are just bad.
Yeah.
Listen, we're not bad. We're just
and I did
taking time to gel.
I did tell you, Rose only plays good against good teams.
That's actually not true, because he played bad against the Rockets. He played bad.
That was his first game. I don't count that.
Let me see. Wait. He played bad against Kyrie. He didn't play well. He played average.
Was opening day, right?
Yeah.
You was the Rockets opening day.
Yeah.
It was opening day for them. Just got out of court, almost went to jail for life.
For something he didn't commit.
He admitted to doing it.
I hear a lot of excuses. But that's usual with the Knicks.
I'm not making no excuses. I just don't like their win one, lose two, win one again, lose two more. And it's just bad losses. Bad. Not even by 3 points. No, we're getting blown out.
Wait, how many wins do you guys have?
2.
You got 2. Did 2 and 3?
2 and 3, yes.
2 and 3. We all played. Wow. Oh, you played 6. I played 5.
We beat the Grizzlies and the Bulls. And then we lost to Detroit, Cavs, and Rockets.
God, we just can't beat the Knicks, man. It's Porzingis.
Porzingis.
Gibson's like 6'8", trying to guard this motherfucker 7'3". Leaves him open.
I give him credit, though. Porzingis, he showed that he improved over the summer.
And he still makes some mistakes, though. He still has a lot of learning to do. But
you wouldn't say that if you watched him play against the Rockets where he didn't score. So
really?
Yeah. Not 1 point against the Rockets. And then he drops, 29 on us?
27.
Bastard.
27. Then you had Noah averaging, 2 points a game. Came out against Chicago, 14 points, 7 rebounds, 4 assists, 3 steals.
It was all emotional, man. I knew they were going to play good.
I'm saying is, I see it now, Melo is not the leader of that team. It has gone.
It's Noah. But Noah's always been the leader, even in Chicago.
Yeah. He has that passion for
I disagree. That's why? Melo's team.
It's Melo's team.
No, it's Melo's team, but he's not the leader.
The vocal and emotional leader.
Noah is going to be the one that's going to voice his opinion whenever he wants.
Doesn't mean you're the leader.
Hey, when Rose was MVP, it was Noah.
Yeah, but that's Rose. Like, that's Melo. They're going to listen to Melo before they listen to anybody else.
They haven't listened to them the last couple of years.
So. Hey, how they just suck.
They still suck.
Yeah, their team sucks.
We have a good starting five, but once you get to that bench, it's all over.
Overall, it's all over. You don't have a good starting five.
We have an average. I'm not going to say all-star.
Starting five is decent.
It's good, but...
It's top.
All right, you have a point guard. His stats by the end of the year will be like 15 points, 4 or 5 assists.
You're starting terrible five shooting. Top 16.
Like when looking at Courtney Lee.
It's one of the best.
On paper it is.
True.
Yesterday when you looked at Courtney Lee against the Bulls, it's like whoever scores on Courtney. Because anyone that he was guarding was just lighting him up. Everybody.
I think that was just one game. Courtney Lee plays defense.
I don't know what Courtney Lee you be playing.
Courtney Lee.
Because even on 2K he's trash. Even on 2K he's trash.
He played deep. If he ain't playing D with y'all, that's y'all system. Because that's why
y'all and again, it's the Phil Jackson system. It's not the Jeff Hornacek system.
They need to get out the triangle.
Yeah, the triangle does not work in New York. I've been saying that for 3 years. Yeah, it does not work.
You need a superstar.
Melo.
Melo's not a superstar.
What you really need is a good point guard. And they haven't had that since they tried the triangle. So.
I mean, who was their point guard when they started the triangle? No, it wasn't Kidd. No.
You can't blame that. You can't blame the point guard. We had Derek Fisher on the triangle.
Yeah, but Derek Fisher's not a scorer, so it's like he didn't care.
Yeah, but he was about to say they had a bum running point guard. Well, Fisher was pretty much a bum.
But you got Rose trying to run the triangle, who's still trying to show people he still got it.
Exactly.
He's not going to be patient.
He's showing flashes of an old self, but
yeah, that's.
It's here and there.
I've been seeing flashes for the last 4 years. Like, my eyes are blind already. He's not going to be his old self.
Nah, he's not going to have those powerful leaps no more.
Still my favorite player, though. I'm not going to just, like, fuck Rose, but... Still my favorite player. But your season does not look bright at all.
I give it to All-Star break before I say anything about their season.
Might make the playoffs, but...
At this point,
you're gonna get embarrassed.
No, from what I'm seeing now, at this point, we're sneaking in the eighth seed. At this point, All-Star break might be something different.
You don't want the eighth seed now?
I know, because we're gonna run into LeBron.
You're gonna run into Kyrie.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, it's Kyrie's in the Caps.
Yeah,
you're gonna run into
Kyrie and friends.
You might as well miss the playoffs and say, shit, we're almost there versus making it and just getting completely embarrassed.
I mean, whoever's the two seed. I will say, let's just take the 7, see who's the 2 seed, but I don't want the 8 seed.
It's probably going to be Toronto. And
you think so?
So far, DeRozan has hit another level.
Oh, that dunk he did the other day on freaking LeBron, Tristan, and Kyrie.
He did not dunk on LeBron. What are you looking at?
Yes, he did.
He dunked on Tristan Thompson.
LeBron, he dunked on four players in that play.
You sound like that John Stark shit. He dunked on Tristan Thompson.
He dunked on like 3 to 4 players in that dunk.
The Knicks hold that John Starks dunk to heart. Like, it's in the garden.
Whoa.
And even in the picture, Jordan's not near him.
Have you ever heard me say John Starks dunked on Jordan?
Yes,
I've seen angles of that picture that make it look like that. Like
but it's more on Horace than on Jordan. I'm saying as a Knicks fan.
Jordan was feet away from
him. He's like, Jordan's where you're at compared to where the screen is. Yeah. He dunked on Jordan. Jordan was not near him.
Tristan got dunked on. His body was right under DeRozan.
But so if DeRozan keeps up this, I know he's not going to stay averaging 30.
He had 34 last night too, right?
Yeah, he's leading the league in scoring. He's not going to do that the whole season, but if he can stay between 26 to 29, I can see that.
Yeah.
They'll make second seed.
Another person that improved, man.
He needs to improve his three-pointer. Like Dwayne Wade, who's a sharpshooter now.
Was he 8 for 16?
Dwayne Wade more than that now. Has become more than a that? Shooter.
Because I know when he played against us yesterday, they said he was 8 for 16.
He came in the game 6 for 12, and he went 5 for 6. So he's shooting like 60%.
Yeah, 11 for 18.
Yeah, Dwayne Wade 11 for 15.
And how old is he?
50. 50 years old.
He's showing flashes of his young self again.
Not even, because he didn't even do that when he was young.
Someone's teaching him well. Must be practicing with Dougie.
It's that Chicago water. That's what it is.
Isn't he the hometown boy, too?
Yeah.
That's why. He's playing for the hometown crowd.
If he can do it all year, which I doubt. But
he can't be in line for comeback player of the year. I mean, no, right?
It won't. You mean most improved?
Yeah, yeah.
Nah, because he averaged, I'm gonna guesstimate here, 23-5-5. Okay. He's gonna average about the same thing this year.
Okay.
Maybe a little less points, but 5 assists, 5 rebounds will still be there.
Enough about Chicago and New York. Let's talk
We started with the Lakers, though, and Antoine didn't say anything about them.
Yeah.
Oh, the Lakers, we're good in Lakerland.
That's it?
That's it?
I mean,
you're 500. You just beat 500. You should be bragging right now. You just beat the defending Western Conference champions.
I shouldn't be bragging. Why?
Because they blew them out? Yeah, who would have really thought they was going to blow out the war? That's it.
That's the sad part.
You called it on Facebook yesterday, but who really thought, besides you, Lakers was going to blow out Warriors by 20?
The Lakers, listen, I knew it was going to be a good game. The only reason I said that was true is because it's Luke Walton and Steve Kerr's systems. They're both going to be running, and I knew the Lakers are a little faster.
So does this make Luke Walton a better coach?
No. Luke Walton's not a better coach.
I mean,
his style is Steve Kerr's style.
He did coach the Warriors well in Steve Kerr's absence last season.
Yeah, with that lineup.
Exactly.
And look what he's doing with a different lineup.
He just beat that team with the Lakers using the same system.
All right, think about
Lou
it.
Lou Williams.
Come on.
Lou Williams.
Steve, wait.
I don't think Steve Kerr's that great of a coach. He's a good coach.
Luke Walton didn't lose any games. Steve Kerr only lost 9 games. Like, that's not that much of a difference.
It's a big difference when he went, like, 23-0.
Yeah, but then how many games left after that? 50?
Still. And Kerr lost 9 of them.
41-9? I mean, that's not bad.
Kerr's not that great of a coach.
And, no, he's not.
He's just a coach. People are like, you know what? I want to play for him. I'll listen to what he says.
Yeah, there's only...
I mean, you can't deny the 6 rings he has as a player.
He did make Golden State great. He changed their system to make Curry better.
See, but this is where I play devil's advocate because Mark Jackson had... Wait. Before you say no, he had them winning. It just... Curry took them a step further than what Jackson could have done.
Jackson was defense first. Curry was offense first, and that's an offensive team.
Yeah.
That's why it worked.
Yeah.
That's the only difference, made them
because people... When you hear people talk about the Warriors, everyone's like, oh, but Mark Jackson was a bad coach. No, he wasn't. He took them to the playoffs.
Mark Jackson was a diva.
But didn't he take them to the conference finals? No, right? He took them to the second round?
They almost beat the Spurs.
Mark Jackson made them relevant.
Yeah. Mark Jackson was a good coach. It's just that the front office did not like him because he was a diva.
And he didn't want to make Curry the main guy.
He wanted to do mad shit that was against the team.
Well, at that time, Curry was like coming back from his injury. So it was like, why am I going to put faith in someone that's always hurt?
Yeah.
Which is understandable. I would probably have been the same way, too. Like, this kid's been hurt the last 3 years, and you want him to be the franchise. And they still have Monte Ellis.
But can we say, let's say, with Kerr, if he had a different team? Like, let's say he had the Kings. Because, you know, Kings are always a bad team.
The Kings will be better than what they are.
But yeah. You think he'll take them to conference finals?
No, of course not. Because it's a bad team.
So you say at least playoffs.
No, that's a bad team.
So they'll just have a good record, just not a playoff record.
Don't matter. You could put Phil Jackson to coach that team, and they're not going to.
The only thing Kerr would have did for that team was make DeMarcus Cousins look better than what he is right now. Yeah. Still, like
you can't compare it to bad teams. I feel like even Popovich. I don't think Popovich would be a better coach for the Golden State Warriors, and he's the best coach.
I think Popovich would. Make the Warriors unstoppable.
But you got to think with Pop's system.
He's going to refrain them.
Because he'll give them rest. Because if he's like, let's say they're 50-10, he's going to be like, you know what, there's going to be days, I'm going to take 1-2 of you
off. You think he would have cared about that record last year?
No, he wouldn't have.
No. But that was Kerr's. He shouldn't have did that. He should have rested his guys.
Because even Pop told Kerr, yo, rest your guys, because if y'all make to the finals, you're going to be tired.
Yeah, but Pop would refrain them. Like, all those shots that Curry takes, he would not be taking that in Pop's system.
That's true, but Curry don't really need to take all those shots in a great system.
I mean, he needed to last year. That's what got them where they were.
No, I don't think he had to do that last year. That made them lose 9 games only. They could have afforded to lose 15, 16 games.
True.
It's not like it would have made that much of a difference.
I feel like turning them into the defensive team would have just put them right back where they were with Mark Jackson.
You gotta remember when Mark Jackson, Klay Thompson was still a rookie. He wasn't in his own yet. So
You do that now, they'll be better, I think. But that's doesn't matter because that's not going to happen. So.
But, I mean, even putting Steve Kerr on Spurs, I think they'd be good still.
Yeah, Kawhi would be beast.
Just the teams.
Yeah.
It's what the coach has to work with. See, this is why sometimes I get upset when they say, oh, it's the coach's fault, the team. No, it's not.
No, sometimes it is the coach's
it's
fault.
No, but a lot of times it's also the player's fault because the players don't want to work in the system. They want to work their way and their way only, a.k.a. DeMarcus Cousins. Because he would have a great coach.
I don't think Cousins ever had a good coach.
Yeah. Who's he had? He has Mike Malone.
Wait, he had George Karl.
George Karl is not a great coach anymore. Sorry.
No, but he was a good coach though. At this time, he shouldn't have came back to coach the Kings, but he was a good coach.
You can't expect, I guess, idiot superstar players to listen to a coach when every year they go through two or three coaches a year.
I don't even agree with that anymore. Cousins was a problem when he came to the league. Not a problem no more.
That's that we know of.
No coach complains about him.
In the locker room, he's probably a problem.
I don't think so. His teammates never complained about him. Probably, he used to be a hothead.
They're probably scared of him. Nah. I know him and Rondo used to bump heads a lot. That's because Rondo ain't going to take no shit.
But Rondo bumps heads with a lot of people, though. He even bumped heads when he was in the Mavericks.
And the only thing that was wrong with George Karl was when he got there, he tried to trade Cousins right away.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he said he didn't want DeMarcus in the system because it wouldn't work.
Why would DeMarcus listen to him? After that.
Yeah, immediately. Once they were talking to him, like, oh, we're thinking about hiring you. Yeah, I just want Cousins gone.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't listen either.
Like, why wouldn't you try to work with him? He's, the best center in the league.
And then in Carl's system that's not even for him, he was killing.
Because remember, you can even say DeMarcus was just playing his own game. It's just instead of listening to the Carl.
Yeah.
I would trade anyone on my team for Cousins. Not named Butler, because we would need Jimmy to work with Cousins.
Yeah.
Anyone else? Any two combination, three combination of players? I'd fucking pack their bags.
You'll pack it yourself?
Yep.
I wouldn't. I believe in my young team.
Well, that's different. You got a young core.
Yeah, you got a core that can eventually do something. And that's a good...
I'm saying Walton as their coach? Be like the Warriors.
What you mean? Like the Warriors.
Like winning like that.
I wouldn't say like that. Half of what they do, which is still playoff bound because they win 60-70 games.
Yeah. Honestly, I can see in Walton's system with that young core, they can down the line end up winning close to 45-50 games.
No, next year they'll
be more.
Yeah,
next year they'll be 43 if they get one more good player.
So I think you're looking at what the team is right now. All these people 3 years better.
No, I'm not looking at it from right now. I'm just saying, 50 games is a lot of games to win, especially in the West.
Not in the West. That's what, fifth seed?
That's barely playoffs.
Fifth seed in the West, maybe?
No, remember, AFC is 50 games, man.
Oh, yeah, because who didn't make the playoffs? That was 46 wins. It was some team.
Some team.
The Rockets.
I know, usually every year 50 wins the Rockets is made it. AFC in the West.
Are you talking about last year?
I think last year the bottom of the West wasn't that good. It was the year before
the
that.
The Jazz also won.
It was the year before that. Every team in the West had 50 wins.
Yeah, the Rockets 49.
Oh well, there
wins
you go.
Last year,
there you go. Yeah. And that was fighting for eighth.
Yeah,
that's third seed in the East.
Yeah,
but no, the Lakers are gonna be. I think they need one or two more leaders.
Yeah,
veterans.
Unless they turn into leaders.
I mean, they could, but I still think D'Angelo's. He's a diva himself.
He is.
Now I can just... I'm thinking in my head right now, what if they would have had Paul? Let's say the trade would have never got revoked.
That team would be done, though. Yeah. It'd be over. Chris Paul would be getting traded.
Yeah, we'd be rebuilding right now.
Yeah.
But we would have had more championships.
You would have had two more.
Yeah.
Kobe would have got a good 6, 7.
But, like you said, right now, you'd probably be even worse.
This would be the rebuild right now. We would just start it. It'll be Chris Paul and nobody.
Nah, they would have traded Paul.
No. Honestly, we probably wouldn't have been rebuilds. Somebody would have came to play with Chris Paul. All these free agents, we could have got Kevin Durant some shit.
Yeah. I think I think Durant would have possibly wanted to go to the Lakers anyway, so.
Bro, I think a lot of things would have been different.
But would have Dwight stood that after that 1 year?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Were winning, I think he would have stood.
Yeah, they would have been winning.
But Dwight's a bitch.
Yeah, but Chris Paul would have been the moderator.
You can still be a bitch and win at the same time.
I don't think Dwight cares about winning. I really don't.
Yeah, I don't know.
He wants to play.
You think he just cares about touches and scoring and all that?
Not even that. He just wants to play where he's happy. He's like, don't tell me what to do.
I think so.
But if you're coming into someone else's team, you got to say, you know what, let me take a step back. This is not my team.
That's not Dwight.
Man, I just feel a lot of things would have been different, man.
Like I'm looking at that. I'm thinking about that team now. Steve Nash, Dwight.
Yeah, exactly. Kobe,
no, not even Steve Nash. If it was Chris Paul, I feel Kobe would have never got hurt because they wouldn't have been playing him all those minutes.
That's true.
Like, I think it just would have been different.
But
man.
Steve Nash was still good that one year.
No, he wasn't, bro.
We'll be told more about the Lakers than about the Warriors at this point if that trade would have went through.
Oh, yeah.
I think we'd have been talking about the Lakers more.
I don't think the Warriors are winning a championship unless they get a big man.
Yeah, they need to get a big man. Their second unit is not that good.
It's not even about the second unit because your starting lineup can play 40 minutes a night. In the playoffs, like they can play the whole fucking game.
But they have, what? Who's their starting big man?
Zaza.
Zaza Pachulia is a joke. They were trying to play him up on the commentary last night. Yo, Chris Webber is a fucking horrible commentator.
He is.
He says the dumbest shit all the time.
He tries to sound so smart about it, like if he got facts in front of him.
Like the Thunder Warrior game, he's like, oh, Jeremy Grant has been watching Durant in practice for the last 8 years. Jeremy Grant just got to Thunder like 2 weeks ago.
He's only been in the league a couple of years.
Yeah, and Chris Webber...
Wait, you talking about Horace's grandkid's kid?
I don't know if that's his kid.
But Chris Webber is like, oh, yeah, this is payback for practice.
Like, yeah, he's like, he got it from practice together.
Like, what are you talking about?
Because if you're talking about the same guy, wasn't he on the Knicks?
I don't know.
Yeah, he was on the Knicks.
Yeah, so what is he talking about?
Well, Chris Webber, wait,
Grant. Grant was on the Knicks last year.
According to Webber, they got drafted together and they've been on the same team for the last 8 years.
Oh, my God. And I thought Greg Anthony was the worst commentator ever. Greg Anthony ain't that bad.
Clyde Drexler, I don't know what you're talking about, Greg Anthony.
I don't like Greg Anthony.
Not Clyde Drexler, Frazier. Clyde Frazier. Frazier is the worst commentator.
Because he says slicing and dicing, scooping and pooping, he's percolating. Who cares?
Those catchphrases are kind of funny. It's just his voice, and he doesn't know what he's talking about either.
Bro, like, he uses words that are not even sentence for the shit that he wants to say.
I was watching with them play the Grizzlies. All I kept hearing, he's slicing and he's dicing. He's shaking and baking. He's percolating. I'm like, what's this?
And then scooping. Like what the hell?
I am.
Clyde, you're not in the 70s no more, bro.
Not really.
Listen, his
Clyde.
Suits still got him in the 70s, all right? You see
the suits are fine. The suits are fine because he's not on TV.
Do you not watch MSG?
On TV all time.
I don't.
He's on every broadcast on MSG. He's there all the time.
I'm talking about like real TV games. Now, of course, he's gonna be on MSG.
He's awful, man.
He is. They need to get rid of him.
Watch that game on.
So who's gonna replace the scooping and the pooping?
Anybody, man? Anybody?
Call Allen Houston or something.
Let Allen Houston do something. Oh, y'all still paying him, right?
he's a general manager of the D League team. Leave him alone.
Well, he needs to come up to the NBA. Start commentating.
Can't believe y'all still giving that man checks.
He's a general manager.
For a free throw line jump shot.
Yeah. Leave Allen Houston alone. Leave him alone.
Oh, my God.
Millions of dollars for nothing.
He was a great player, though.
He was a good pickup that year we got him. He was a good pickup. He took us to the playoffs.
He's ruined y'all.
How did he ruin us?
What do you mean? He was on a contract to like last year.
He started that shit for the Knicks on like, let's throw money at everyone that wants to play for us. He started it.
Let me see what. When he came aboard, we also got Q.
Then the cap rule Zach started because of Allen Houston?
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they fucking gave him the whole thing.
It was like over $100 million for like some odd years.
They try to retire. You know, like, no.
I still want my money.
They gave him 98% of the cap and he retired the next year.
Oh my God.
We fucked them over. I don't blame him though. That's what's up. Good shit, Houston.
Yeah, just keep screwing us over.
Fuck. That was great. What's another one?
Stupid ass James Dolan. God damn it. And on that note, we'll see you next time. All right, everyone. Thank you for listening to Couple Haters Podcast. You can follow us at Facebook at Couple Haters Podcast, or you can follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Couple Haters Pod.
Also, don't forget to subscribe at podomatic.com. You can find us at couplehaters.podomatic.com or subscribe on iTunes. Thanks, guys.
Adios, amigos.